This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
On Mondays, we visit with Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist and somebody who helps us to understand the season that we live in, try and get our heads around what is cooking. Mike, good morning. Great having you with us.
Yes, good morning, Brad, and good morning to the listeners.
I happen to see here, as I was just browsing through the news myself this morning, this photograph of Pope Leo showing some Gen Z appeal. They say 1 million young people flocked to Rome to hear him speak. I was having this conversation with somebody last week saying, I'm always keeping my eyes open to say, what is bubbling under for the youth of today who are going to be the future church leaders and more of tomorrow? And how awake are they to the things of God? But anyway, that's maybe a conversation for another day. What's up your sleeve?
Yeah. Just to comment on that, it's actually incredible to see that Gen Z and the younger generation, they seek authenticity and they seek involvement and engagement. They don't necessarily seek just religion anymore. They want to know, how can we make a difference and how can we be the difference? And it's great to see that this is actually, you know, just the image that Pope Leo is presenting to the young people by speaking out about injustices across the world. So that's a good thing. Yeah, Brad, I think, you know, it's now been 667 days and we're still fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Israel and Gaza still fighting it. I'm talking about us as Christians, you know, still fighting and still positioning ourselves and still trying to prove ourselves. And I just want to share a thought this morning, which I think is really important for us as believers. You know, Ephesians 4 verse 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, passion and anger. No more shouting or insults, no more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you. Brad, we, as you know, we had our brother here, our Israeli-Palestinian Arab brother, Pastor Rami, to come and speak about the situation in the Holy Land. And one incident really touched me. He spoke in Darling on the Sunday morning. And after the meeting, a lady came up to him, just looked at him, and she said, Pastor Rami, I just want to ask forgiveness. And you know, something in the man just broke. Everybody comes to him and give their opinions and their positions, and, you know, we with Gaza, we stand with Israel or whatever. But this lady just came forward and said, I just want to ask your forgiveness. And the man just broke. And I just came to a deep, deep understanding, Brad, that the key, the one key that God has given us through Christ Jesus that restore relationships and bring reconciliation is the ability to ask forgiveness and to be forgiven.
Yeah.
No other religion has this, only us as Christians. And this is the key we need to use, and we're not using it. So I've come to a decision, Brad. I would rather posture myself than position myself. I'm beyond the point of trying to prove who's right or wrong. Because after 667 days, if you still believe what you believe, regardless of what that belief is, nobody's going to change you. So I would rather posture myself this morning and say, I want to ask forgiveness. Lord, I want to ask forgiveness. Forgive us for our silence. You know, we who claim to follow the Prince of Peace, said nothing. Forgive us for our silence. Lord, forgive us for our justifications. We justify violence. We justify hunger. We justify war and suffering. Forgive us for our resignation. Just, you know, throwing our hands in the air and saying, well, what can be done? Forgive us for that, Lord. Forgive us for avoiding this issue, especially in church. We had this glorious one night of worship in Georgia again, where people have the ability to worship a night long without mentioning the suffering of other people. If you want to find Christ today, I can tell you this. Obviously, you will find him in the praise and worship, but you will especially find him amongst the broken people. amongst those who are suffering. Forgive us for questioning. I see how people are now questioning the suffering of the hungry people in Gaza. How there are some prominent leaders saying, you know, this is just, they call it Tallywood or Gaza Wood. This is just, you know, they find children and they put some fake blood on them. If this is your attitude this morning, there's something so deeply and seriously wrong with our Christianity. Father, forgive us. Forgive us for questioning the hardship of other people. Forgive us for omitting the suffering of people from our church agendas, where we can really spend an hour, 2 hours with you without mentioning the people that you are deeply concerned about. So, yeah, Brad, I think just for myself this morning, I'm at a point in my life, and I've written about this, you know this, and I've spoken about this, and I've been involved with this for, as I say, for 667 days now. But I'm at a point where I don't want to prove anything anymore. I don't want to position myself anymore. I just want to posture myself with humility and say, Lord, forgive us. People of Palestine, forgive us. For those who are held hostage in Gaza, forgive us. That we will speak openly and clearly and say, as Christians, the key that we have to reconciliation lies not in, yes, we are right, lies not in truth, but lies in forgiveness. So, yeah, Brad, that's where I am this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I think, and I don't want to generalize because that's always a massive mistake, but I think we're suffering from Gaza fatigue, you know, and we're sort of like, okay, now what must we do now? I mean, I've prayed a bit, and now what must I do? And now you're at least helping us to posture our hearts correctly, as you say, because I think it's easy for us to get Gaza fatigue, and that could be true for what's happening down the road from where we live, kind of like seen it, been there, done that, got to move on. And I think you're calling us out this morning.
Yeah, compassion fatigue is a terrible thing because we start losing compassion. We harden our hearts. You know, I so remember so well my friend in Egypt. I asked him once, you know, in Exodus, it says God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. And then he judged Pharaoh for a hardened heart. And I asked my friend in Egypt, is this really fair of God? To harden someone's heart and then judge him for a hard heart, you know, that doesn't sound like a fair God. So you're an Egyptian, you explain it to me. And he said to me, my brother, you want everything theologically explained, but let me explain it to you this way. If you put a bowl of clay and a bowl of wax in exactly the same sun, the clay would harden and the wax would melt. It was not God who hardened the heart of Pharaoh, it was Pharaoh's heart who hardened when God spoke to him. It's the content of your heart that matters. If the Gaza war hardens your heart, then it's not the Gaza war, it's the content of your heart. If it softens your heart, then it means you've got a heart of wax. And may we as Christians, Brad, be found as people with hearts of wax. When we look at our government, may we be found with people as people with hearts of wax. That it will melt into prayer, into compassion, and into care. Not if you are angry with the government, it's your heart. It's not the government. So, yeah, we need to be aware of that.
Thanks for that. I love that analogy. I myself have thought and pondered about what exactly that might mean. So that's a wonderful explanation. Thanks for sharing that, Mike. And thanks for your heart this morning. And, yeah, may this be an opportunity for us to be different tomorrow, today, than we were yesterday because of what we've heard today. And may that also affect our tomorrow. Mike, bless you. Thanks for your time and your effort always on a Monday. May you have a really fantastic day and a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you, Brad. To you and the listeners, have a wonderful week. Bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.